It's Sound Effect on KPLU. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and normally we convene here to share glimpses into this place we all live and all the incredible stories just kind of walking around everywhere here. Well, today we're going to do that again, but we're doing it in a different way. And this is a story about some pretty big things, some high stakes. It's about education, but also about race and inequality and the whole way we organize our society. So with that, I hand it off to Kyle Stokes.
Most people knew what to think about Rainier Beach High School in 2009, or at least they knew what people said about it. The school in southeast Seattle was a dead end, not a place you'd send your kids if you could help it. Nobody had to say any of this out loud. Most people just knew. And those who didn't had to be told.
Hi, I'm Carlina Brown Banks. So I was down at district office registering Aspen, my daughter.
In 2009, Carlina Brown Banks had just moved from Port Orchard to Seattle. Aspen was about to start 10th grade, so her mom needed to figure out where she would go to school. So Carlina goes to the district's enrollment center, fills out the paperwork, turns it in. Then a district employee comes over, takes her gently by the arm.
And he very kindly says, I'm really sorry, I have to put your daughter in Rainier Beach High School. But don't let her go to the school. In 2 weeks after school starts, Cleveland will call you, and then you can go there.
Cleveland is another high school a few miles away.
And I said, well, why would I do that? Well, Cleveland's just a better school. You're going to want to make sure your daughter goes to Cleveland. I thought he was trying to protect me, saying that the school was just that bad of a school.
Carlina wonders if maybe this district employee looked at her previous address in Port Orchard and then at her skin color.
And he may have assumed my racial identity is white and not black, and that I would be uncomfortable at Beach.
Because again, this is Rainier Beach we're talking about, the only majority black comprehensive high school in Seattle, the least white high school too. Undeterred, Carlina's daughter went to Rainier Beach on day one and stayed, loved it. So did Carlina, who eventually became president of the PTA. But she soon found out that not all Beach students felt the same way.
Within that building, those kids were not happy to be there. They felt they were forced there. It was not a choice for them to go there.
At Rainier Beach, 3 out of every 4 students are poor. A significant number are still learning English. And no Seattle neighborhood has seen more violent crime in the past 7 years than Rainier Beach. But the school has been under-resourced for years, and even a committed staff would have to strain to get the district's attention.
You had to fight for every little thing. Every little thing. A teacher, a book, a pencil. Even the boards on the walls, we had to fight for those.
Here's why they had to fight. In 2009, Rainier Beach was near the bottom of a decade-long enrollment decline. In Rainier Beach's neighborhood, the school's attendance zone, there were 1,400 public school students, and 1,100 of them, that's 4 out of 5, left for other Seattle schools. And that matters. Enrollment, after all, equals funding. The situation got so dire that in 2008, the school district even considered shutting Rainier Beach down.
The only people that I would say were proud of Beach was the PTA and the alumni. The alumni were not going to let Beach die.
The school obviously never closed, but the hits kept coming. Carlina Brown Banks' daughter was a junior when she became PTA president. That school year, 5 years ago, the state labeled Rainier Beach as persistently low achieving, and just half of the senior class graduated on time. Half. That's 20 points below the state average, the worst mark in Seattle, and a number Carlina could not get out of her mind.
Graduations are very hard for me because I think about how many kids I've left behind. So it's actually a personal fight for me. And until I see 100% to cross over, my job's not done. It's just not done. So I took that to bed every night. I took that to bed fighting every night.
We've gotten used to this awful assumption. Kids of color in urban settings can't learn, and don't graduate. We're too used to hearing this story. But Carlina Brown Banks couldn't accept that these kids were nothing more than statistics.
Because I would see those faces in the hall, on the bus, on the street. I lived there. I was in school with them. So I would see the results of what was happening, of these kids just trying to have an opportunity for something to go well in their life. And if we weren't going to do it, who was going to do it? And so you felt responsible. You felt like you had to have this happen.
Rainier Beach needed something to change the narrative that it's the bad school on the South End where almost nobody goes by choice. They needed a program, a cornerstone to start rebuilding, something to stem the tide of enrollment decline, something to get the neighborhood as excited about the school as they got about Rainier Beach's touted sports teams.
It was a full-time job, absolutely full-time job. It was incredible how much work we had to do to get that school a program.
They looked at everything, a law magnet, an arts track, a sports medicine program. But in the end, the parents and the district went a different way. They chose a curriculum that would remake how practically all core subjects at the school were taught. A curriculum originally made not for urban schools, but for rich diplomats' kids living abroad. It's called the International Baccalaureate, or sometimes simply by its initials, IB. It's a challenging program that looks good on a college application, but adopting it at Rainier Beach, a school not known for strong test scores, was a risk, a leap. Could it work? Well,
graduates, please stand.
Fast forward a few years to June 2015. Rainier Beach parents fill Memorial Stadium at Seattle Center. The seniors are on the turf, the young women in white graduation gowns, the men all in blue. More than 84% of their class graduated.
I now officially announce you the graduating class of 2015.
An 84% graduation rate. That's up 30 percentage points in 4 years. That's going from worst in the district to better than the district average. So, how exactly did they pull it off?
I was like, no one's ever going to be able to call me stupid no more.
This is a story about a school our city did its best to leave behind.
We had nothing at Rainier Beach. Nothing.
A story about defying expectations.
I can write an essay so easy now.
And about changing them.
It's not like that no more. Like, you can't. This school is so different now.
It's kind of like everybody has their own superpower, you know.
They believed that they belonged on campus, that they could succeed.
The IB program was that time for everybody to have that superpower, you know.
They knew how to write well enough to be not just in the game, but at the top of it.
You're about to get an up-close look at a transformation in progress.
Kids were saying, you know, hey, you know, what is this program we're bringing in?
And at a work in progress.
This is for rich white kids.
Look at what happened when Seattle's most troubled high school raised the bar.
Some of our kids have no clue what their competition is out here.
I'm Kyle Stokes. Last school year, Rainier Beach High School in Southeast Seattle drastically scaled up its International Baccalaureate program. And at a time when many schools would shy away from the glare of the spotlight, they gave me a front row seat. I visited the school more than 40 times over the last year. So now I'm taking you there to witness a success story, yes, but also to see what work Rainier Beach High School still has left to do.
Honestly, like, if our students aren't struggling, if our students aren't stumbling, we're not doing our jobs right. We need to be able to provide supports when they do, but if we're not providing a rigorous enough program that students get frustrated and come up against things that they think they can't do, we're not doing our job right.
From Sound Effect and KPLU News, this is Renaissance Beach. Part one, the greatest show on earth. It's September 3rd, 2014, a Wednesday morning, the day summer finally crashed onto the rocks at Rainier Beach. It's the first day of school, and the signs of it are everywhere. In the main office, counselors scramble to sort out last-minute schedule snafus, and in the auxiliary gym, students grin nervously as a photographer snaps their school pictures.
And now, give me a pretty smile. Here we go.
So what are you most excited about for the upcoming year?
School holidays.
That would be senior Hussein Abshir.
What are you least excited about?
School in general. I want to be here, but At the same time, we want to go home.
Hussein's actually a pretty good student, so take that how you will. How'd you spend your summer, you ask? Answers vary. Worked, looked after siblings, the popular, nothing much. Then you ask the football player with the curly hair and the pencil-thin chin-strap beard.
I went to New Zealand and got my traditional Samoan tattoo.
This is senior Danny Sengi, and he isn't kidding about the Samoan tattoo. He shows me his legs and his side.
It's like chiseled into you, basically. Like it's a like a shark tooth, and they ink it up, basically, and it's like very fine, a shark tooth that's just sharp enough where it penetrates 6 layers of skin so the ink stays in your body.
That sounds terrifying.
Oh, it's excruciating. I can't describe the pain to somebody. You'd have to experience it for yourself.
Danny Sengi is an interesting guy I want you to get to know a little better. On the first day, he fell victim to one of those schedule snafus, and he shows up late to the 7th period class. But within 5 minutes, he's leading a small group discussion.
Okay.
Thanks, Danny.
No, I'm pushing you guys to push you guys.
Even when his group's given an abstract task, like define feelings, Danny's undeterred.
So, like, give examples of things like that. Like,
how am I supposed to give an example of that? Like when you listen to Drake, you feel it in your feelings.
But how do you know that? How do you know, like how do you know that you're in your feelings? Like, what type of...
This is some classic Danny, stirring the pot, BSing a little, showing a real knack for leadership, and grinning the whole time.
That's not important, Jason.
Danny's been at Rainier Beach High School for 4 years, and if you want to know how the school has changed, Danny is a great place to start, because he'll tell you, when he first got here as a freshman, things looked a lot different.
You come in through the doors, and immediately you're supposed to be in class. You see 15 students just in the hallway, you know. You see kids outside on the street smoking weed. You see them drinking alcohol. You see them smoking cigarettes, you know. You just see crazy things going on.
Not only that, but test scores were lower, so were graduation rates. But what Danny didn't really know at the time was that there were plans in motion to change all of that, plans he'd eventually get swept up in. The first thing he noticed about that plan was a new teacher.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Have you forgotten how this ends?
Welcome to the greatest show on earth.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the greatest
show. I first
show
met on Danny Sengi on the first day of school, 2011.
This is Colin Pierce, Rainier Beach teacher, dapper dresser. He's average height with short, curly red hair and a neatly trimmed beard, and he very clearly remembers having freshman Danny Sengi in his classroom 4 years ago. How could he forget?
He had more facial hair than most of my friends. I was like, who is this swaggering, insanely confident human being who is sitting here? And he, you know, he wanted the attention of the class, and he could get it more easily than I could.
Here comes this guy, you know, his preppy guy with his glasses.
You know, there are very few rules in this class.
You know, we could, in our minds, we kind of meant like, man, he's not going to be here in our 4 years. No, he's going to leave. This guy, he's like, man, this white guy, he's not going to last with us. You know, we're going to make him quit.
Mr. Danny Sengi, thank you very much for coming.
But he came back sophomore year, and that was really surprising to me. I'm not, you know, I remember walking into the school, and Mr. Pierce was actually like one of the first 10 teachers I seen in the school as I was coming in, and I remember shaking his hand very firmly, and that kind of like made my head go up, like, oh man, he's still here.
Right. So far, we have very agreeable people in this class.
All right, let me go.
Oh, you're doing it just to be contrarian? Cause...
Pierce got his undergrad at Sarah Lawrence and left a low-level job at a New York bank to get his master's in education, inspired by his mom, a teacher and social worker for the blind. Pierce was running the International Baccalaureate program at a New Mexico prep school when he heard about a job in Seattle. After parents and administrators decided to bring IB to Rainier Beach, they hired Pierce to set up the program, which meant reaching kids like Danny.
Danny has an incredibly nimble mind. He is someone who, when bored, will, you know, tear up the furniture. And I think he needs to have something that's going to keep him challenged.
And the challenge Rainier Beach chose was IB, which we should probably take a second to define. What is this International Baccalaureate? It's a lot like AP classes, actually, which are much more common in American high schools in at least one important sense. Students take an advanced course in a subject, and at the end, they take a big test with a chance to earn college credit. Same in IB. But unlike AP, Not just any school can offer IB. Schools go through a 3-year application process, and most teachers have to get special training. The IB courses themselves involve a lot of high-level writing. One expert said IB approaches a gold standard for teaching kids how to read and understand literature. And unlike AP, there are very few multiple-choice questions on the exam at the end. It's mostly essay questions. Above all else, here's what you need to know about IB courses. They're hard. They're hard for the college-bound diplomats kids they were first designed for, and they come with an extra challenge for students at a school like Beach, about half of whom historically have not gone to college at all.
You know, I was really hesitant to come and, like, even give IB a shot, yet alone I was scared to give Mr. Pierce a shot, you know, this guy, you know, just the only white guy in the school that comes in and he's trying to do something.
But 2 years ago, Danny Sangi remembers Mr. Pierce pulling him out of his biology class and giving him the hard sell on IB.
He asked me if I wanted to do this, and I was like, no, Mr. Pierce, I actually don't want to do this. I kind of told him no, and he kind of told me to reconsider it.
Why IB for him?
Because he wants to be the best.
He kind of, like, just right there on the spot, he just told me, you know, I really believe that you're a leader in this school. I feel like you are the guy that people are going to look to. I actually didn't know I was kind of like a leader, you know. I kind of didn't believe I was a leader. And the only reason I kind of believe that now is because of Mr. Pierce.
So, guys, this is our text of the day.
Oh, college.
This is what I want you guys to take a second to think about.
So back to the first day of school, 2014, to Mr. Pierce's IB Literature and Language class. More than two dozen seniors are packed into the room, some sitting on the radiator because spaces in the couches and tables are full. Up on the big screen, Pierce projects a simple image, the flat-topped graduation cap and tassel. But he doesn't call it that.
This is a silly hat.
This is a silly hat, he says.
You could use the name for it, which is mortarboard. That's the name of this silly little hat.
His question for these IB English seniors is, what does this image represent?
The first thing that came to my head was just success.
Success. Okay.
Senior Danny Sangi is the first to raise his hand.
You could be like the first one to like graduate high school for some an example, or like be the first one to graduate college and have that and say like you were the first one in your family to start the success line. Mm-hmm. And it could be like a chain reaction where like, now people look up to you, and your family no longer has to be like, oh, nobody graduated high school or college. Now everybody has that motivation like, oh, if he did it, now I'm going to do it too.
We'll hear more from Danny later in the hour. I'm Kyle Stokes. You're listening to Renaissance Beach. So the IB program is a way to convince kids in the south end of Seattle to stay at Rainier Beach for high school. Remember, Beach is trying to reverse an enrollment decline that was costing the school money. And IB was a promise. We will challenge you here with a curriculum that looks good on a college application. The school hired new principal Dwayne Chappelle in 2011 to oversee the transition to IB. But the idea of bringing in a fancy private school curriculum to an urban high school, well, at first, Mr. Chappelle says it was not a big hit with the kids.
Initially, kids were saying, you know, hey, you know, Mr. Chappelle, what is this program we're bringing in? This is for rich white kids. This is for the affluent kids. You know, black and brown kids, we can't be in this program.
Again, about half of Rainier Beach High School students are black. Most of the rest are Asian or Latino. A lot of immigrants, a lot of poor kids, groups that advanced courses tend to marginalize. Chappelle says suspicion about those classes is a mindset that teachers have to fight.
Kids want to be in academic challenging courses, but when their friends aren't in these courses or they don't see people that look like them in those courses, you know, they're more likely to shy away from them.
This is actually the root of a fear about bringing IB to Rainier Beach, that the program would become a school within a school, something that would be a magnet for high-achieving students from outside the neighborhood that would exclude students from the neighborhood, the ones the school was trying to serve in the first place. So very early on, Chappelle says several staff members took a stand.
They were like, you know what, Chappelle, when we bring IB to Rainier Beach High School, it's going to be all-inclusive or we're not going to do it at all.
The staff did this by deciding to make taking an IB class pretty much mandatory for every single upperclassman. Every junior and senior at Rainier Beach would take IB Language and Literature, the English class. A class that's normally offered as an upper-level elective was now going to be the school's standard required English class. This is what interested me about Rainier Beach's IB program, and it's kind of why I'm doing this story. This decision, this is the risk. This decision to say the program is for everyone, even for the kids who struggled. So now it's the new beach. So what's the new beach? Like, how is it different?
The new beach, it's 100% different. It's like, it's more help here. It's more care. It's more hard work.
His name's Carlos James, but everyone calls him CJ. He's a senior, and it turns out the change everyone sees in the school, the new Rainier Beach, has come at a time CJ's changed how he sees himself. 4 years ago, CJ made the varsity football team, a big deal for a freshman. But that was how he started hanging out with what he now knows were the wrong people. And on January 18th, 2012, he was out with four of these guys, out in the neighborhood, walking to the store.
The first thing that happens, on our way to the store, they see somebody.
The man's got a smartphone.
Well, I guess their plan was to get the phone.
So they jumped the man.
They had a toy gun. They had a toy gun, like a BB gun.
The police report says it was real. Either way, CJ's friends used it to threaten the man.
I'm stuck. I'm looking there like, are you really doing this? Like, you know?
What followed is a series of events that would change CJ's life. CJ just watched from feet away as his friends take this man's phone. Just watched not long after as his friends mug another two men, flashing a gun, knocking them to the ground, kicking them, stealing a phone.
After the third time, the police stopped us.
And they arrest him, take him to juvenile detention.
And I was just looking at the walls and everything. I was like, man, it's just not, you know, I can't speak to my mom, none of that, my little sister, little brother, or nothing.
By the way, I was a little surprised CJ picked this exact time and place to tell me the details of this story. We're just standing in the halls at Beach.
So I was like, this is not for me. But all you see, all the other kids in there, they're okay with it. Oh, yeah, this is my sixth time being here, all that. I'm like, nah, I don't like this. I was scared. I knew, this is not for me.
Carlos James served house arrest, took a plea deal, and successfully completed probation. He's tried to close that chapter of his life.
What do you guys predict that's going to happen in the future of the book? I predict that.
Now, to hear him in discussions in IB English, you wouldn't guess that language arts has not always been his strongest subject.
Before IB, I didn't pass a language arts class. I'm talking about since probably middle school.
Like, maybe he got a D in eighth grade, but ninth grade?
Freshman year, failed. Summer school, sophomore year, failed.
His junior year, CJ started taking IB English courses, and he still didn't do that well.
I was one of those people that didn't read the book. I didn't read the book, whatever. And I remember my first book at IB, I was so lost. I tried that. It did not work. I failed summer school. I didn't want to do that again. So I just started reading the book, you know. And it's like, IB made me turn around.
Now, in his senior year?
I can write an essay so easy now. Like, I can like how I can draw. I got that template set in my mind. Like, all right, I know what my topic's going to be. And just go down from the line from there. I just know. I just be like, dang, I can write it out. My grade now is a high C, finna be a B. So after the test today, it should be a high B. So I'm going from failing to a B. Not an A, but I'll take the B, though. The best I ever had in language arts.
Carlos James was this close to being a statistic in more ways than one. Lost in the justice system and lost academically. It's not hard to imagine a school taking one look at CJ as a student with a troubled past and deciding he's not cut out for the rigor of IB. But again, Rainier Beach's staff went the other way. They say all students are cut out for it. The way CJ sees it, Rainier Beach's staff aren't just challenging him, they're saving him.
I feel good when I'm like in the barbershop or something, and like the old folks, they'd be like, oh, Rainier Beach is that. Rainier Beach is weak, you know, bad school, never send my kids here, you know, bad education. Nah, it's not like that no more. Like, you can't, if you're still saying that, you obviously just not you're not woken up. You're not out of the past yet, because this is like, this school is so different now.
We're going to take a quick break. This is Renaissance Beach, an hour-long sound effect special on KPLU. From Sound Effect, this is Renaissance Beach, a special presentation of KPLU News. I'm education reporter Kyle Stokes, and we are spending today at the home of the Vikings.
And then, good morning, Rainier Beach. Happy Friday. This is a reminder, you need to be in class on time. You may not enter your class without a pass.
These are the morning announcements at Rainier Beach High School, by the way. And we're devoting a whole hour to the school on the south end of Seattle, but let's let her finish.
We have basketball games, our last home basketball game this evening against Seattle Prep. We'll see you there. Go Vikings.
The basketball team's pretty good, by the way. But this hour, we're talking about Rainier Beach's academics, its International Baccalaureate Program, or IB, which they expanded last school year. This high-poverty urban school made a college prep-level class the standard English course for all upperclassmen. Pretty much every junior and senior now takes IB language and literature. So I want to take the second part of this hour to talk about what that change has looked like from the ground and how hard it's been. Part two. Shawshank.
All right, guys, take a look at the screen real quick while you guys are waiting on your computers to log on. So on the screen, can you guys see this? Can you all see this?
It takes
a little
extra prodding from teacher Jocelyn Alexander Shaw to get the kids going. It is 7:50 in the morning. These are teenagers, after all. Most of my visits to Beach were spent here in Shaw's classroom, one of those IB classes for seniors.
All right, guys, hopefully you save this to your Google Docs so you can work on it this weekend. Hopefully.
Nobody's listening to me.
Shaw's been in the classroom long enough to know when to laugh it off. 12 years she's been a teacher, the last two at Beach, and before that, 10 years in her native Chicago public schools. During that run, Shaw's garnered something of a reputation.
In Chicago, they call me Shawshank.
Shawshank, as in a fictional prison from a movie. She isn't looking to play warden or taskmaster, but her MO as a teacher is more like tough love. Hate me now, thank me later, except with pretty high stakes.
Some of our kids have no clue, especially our African-American Hispanic kids. They really have no clue what their competition is out here. They don't know. And it's hard. And so I don't care what your struggles are. You're going to do something. You're going to do the work. And you're going to earn it.
So Shaw's tough, but then layer on the expectations of an IB program. I don't know firsthand what English classes were like at Rainier Beach High School before IB arrived, but consider what research says about low-income schools like it, that they tend to offer less rigorous courses than rich schools, that its students are less likely to be ready for college. And remember, Beach just became an IB school 2 years ago. Everyone's still getting used to it.
All this extra work that was coming in, it was harder. It was hella harder.
Senior Elijah Williams tried taking a slate of IB courses last year when he was a junior, but he also ran track and played football, and he says there just weren't enough hours in the day to handle the workload of IB. So Elijah dropped a few of the IB classes.
We get out of practice at 6 o'clock. Man, all hella tired. Not trying to do nothing. Not trying to do no work. And I got all this hella homework from all these classes. Each class, hella homework. And even the art class, they gave me the IB art. I was like, what the f*** is this? They gave an art book. You got to make an art book. You got to... He makes you do essays. Like, what is it? That I'm making art. It was just too much for me, and I just couldn't do it.
So what exactly makes IB so intimidating? We'll start with a big year-end exam. Every Beach senior now has to take it since it's part of the IB English class. And unlike in an AP class, when IB's calculating a student's final score, the one colleges see, they count some of the regular writing assignments students do in class. And that's just for the English course.
Every IB class you take exams in.
That's seven IB exams.
So if I take seven...
One day, Rainier Beach IB coordinator Colin Pierce was visiting with juniors Howie Ali, Alam Ibrahim, and Deja Safer-Frazier, all of whom are taking more than just IB English. Some students plan to take all seven IB classes that Beach offers, and that would qualify them for an IB diploma. That's not something that Rainier Beach made up. An IB diploma is a big deal. Some colleges reward handsomely for having one in their admissions process or with course credit. But think about that workload. Seven classes, math, history, art, science, English, a second language, plus a kind of philosophy class. Anyway, Pierce is chatting with these juniors, and he tries to reassure them. Don't worry, not all of these classes have a test at the end.
But that means that you're only going to be sitting for five exams next year.
That's a lot.
And math, oh my God, that's like two exams in itself.
Howie Ali there at the end, not enthused at this moment. And we haven't even listed all the writing assignments that the IB diploma requires, including a big one, the big one, the extended essay, a 15-page research paper done outside of class. Anyway, these juniors are kind of half-joking with Pierce, and he's only half-joking back.
I could drop you if you want it.
Please do.
Please.
Did you catch that please do in the background? That's junior Aristotle Marr chiming in. And as the girls keep talking, it kind of becomes clear Ari is not kidding. No, seriously, please do. I play too many sports, he says. Sports could get me into college. IB is burning me out.
Well, so Ari, I mean, ultimately, like, you and I should have this conversation, you know, at some point, if you're feeling like it's really too much.
Pierce nudges back, because Ari's not just some jock. He's sharp. He's thoughtful.
But you're capable of so much more. Like, there's so much more that we need to be doing.
But I also got a lot of gym.
I get it. I'm not saying every student needs to do full IB, right? Like, you're challenging yourself in the places that you feel like you want to challenge yourself.
I just don't have time. Like, I'd be exhausted. It's either I balance out
everything. Yeah, I'm really stressed out.
The recommended hours of sleep, or I only get, like, 2 hours a night.
Hey, I know. I totally get it. And so here's the deal, right?
Junior Aristotle Marr is far from alone. 19 of this year's seniors started off on track for a diploma 2 years ago. By the end of their senior year, 7 students finished the courses.
So, boom, let's get started.
I'm Kyle Stokes, and this is Renaissance Beach. We're back in Miss Shaw's IB English class. It's February 6th, 2015.
Remember, I shouldn't have to interject, so unless you have anything you want me to clarify, I'm going to let you guys take it away.
Five of the students are doing a formal graded book discussion. They call it a fishbowl because kids sit in a circle of desks in the middle of the room. It also fulfills an IB requirement, by the way. What you're about to hear, well, I don't know if it fits in with what we're talking about what's been so hard about Rainier Beach's transition to IB, but it has stuck with me.
Would you change who you are just to please your parent, and why?
Can you repeat your question, please? I like that.
Senior Jamaica Pugh came prepared for this discussion. They're talking about 2 chapters of a novel they're reading about colonialism in Africa called Things Fall Apart. And Jamaica has questions and insights, but the rest of the group, they just brought a weak game, if they brought one at all.
I said it showed a lot of emotion, or not emotion, but he put a lot of detail into it because
like, what type of detail?
The discussion isn't really going anywhere. The level of awkward in the room starts to build.
I don't know.
Shaw is standing at a podium, and she's supposed to be taking notes for her grade book, but few of the kids are saying much for her to note.
If you're looking for evidence, go in there and find the evidence. If you know how to answer your own question, you should answer it. So, carry on.
The struggling group tries, but they're spent. The discussion just peters out. Shaw steps in. Let me stop you right there, she says.
You gotta read.
You've gotta read, as in you didn't do the assigned reading. Jamaica's asked great questions, Shaw says. Where were the rest of you?
What it shows me, and you tell me if I'm wrong, it shows me that you have not read.
One of the students comes back at Shaw, saying he's been busy taking state tests.
I've been testing for the past 2 days, so I try to read this shit like...
Don't curse at me.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying it, so...
That is no excuse.
The student who lashed out gets up from the desk, grabs his backpack. Shaw doesn't bat an eye.
You knew what chapters you were assigned to when you tested. You had a choice of what chapters you wanted to sign up for.
The student heads for the door, despite the fact that Shaw's definitely trying to send him a message. But she's also speaking to the class, and after he leaves, Shaw keeps going.
So your excuse is really beyond me right now. Grow up! Read! That is the most frustrating thing to me right now. You won't read. Not the book. You won't even read the packet. The packet that I had on the screen. The packet that I highlighted. Everything you really needed to know. And you're still asking me questions.
Is this something we should know? Is this something we need to be prepared for?
You act like I just threw you up here and said talk.
Keep in mind, the chapters they're discussing are 11 pages long, total.
Do I make myself clear?
And Shaw gave them a packet of instructions, a glossary of jargon, and a family tree of the characters.
If you read this chapter once, and you put this book down, and say, all right, forget I read, that is not collegiate. That is not what college, soon-to-be college students do. You go back and you check. You go back and you reference. You go back and you look at that glossary that I gave you. And those of you on the outside of the circle, how dare you sit here and watch your phone videos when you have three things you need to be doing. You have the gall to ask me to turn something in late. No, you cannot.
And with that, with a few minutes left in the period, Shaw just kicks the kids out. This particular sort of bad day, this scene, could have played out in any high school, black or white, rich or poor. But there is a difference when it plays out here. Rainier Beach is getting a big federal grant, $1.4 million a year until 2017, to pay for a lot of the things that IB is all about. Shaw bent over backwards to make that book accessible to her class. But the grant money doesn't pay kids to read it or to keep up with their IB workload.
My class is major procrastinators. That's what we do, you know. That's all we do. We procrastinate. We can put things on the back burner and still do it later on.
You'll remember Danny Senge, the senior who got the traditional tattoo one of the students' peers took aside and convinced to do the full IB diploma. In the diploma program, work piles up fast. Writing for 7 IB classes plus that mammoth extended essay. An IB coordinator and English teacher, Colin Pierce, said there were signs Danny was not keeping up. At first, they were small, like Danny would often just leave all of his work in Pierce's classroom.
And it's charming in some ways, but also totally infuriating as a teacher, because you're like, no, you can't just leave your work here. Like, I know you didn't read the book because the book is sitting on my table. And, it hasn't been reading itself the entire weekend.
But Danny started to fall behind, really behind. The extended essay is what did him in. It's basically the equivalent of a 15-page research paper, the kind you pulled all-nighters to finish in college. You can't successfully finish the IB diploma program without finishing this essay. Now, Pierce has to put the paper in the mail and send it off to IB to be scored by early March. But by early January, Danny was blowing deadlines, important ones. Finally, there came a day in mid-February when Pierce couldn't wait any longer.
You know, I remember very clearly the day that was like, this is when everyone's bringing in their what they have of their extended essays.
And I walk in and, you know, I knew today was the day to turn it in, so like I had no excuse not to turn it in, but I didn't have it all the way done.
And to be fair, some of the students just didn't, you know, they came with something very partial, even just a paragraph, some of them. And Danny didn't have anything.
You know, Mr. Pierce, you know, starts class like, "Welcome to the greatest show on earth," you know, how he usually starts it, and then he comes in and he does his introduction to everybody after turning in their extended essay. And it comes to me, and you know, I just be like, "Mr. Pierce, I didn't do my extended essay, you know. It just was too much for me to do."
Something that we've been talking about since the beginning of talking about the extended essay is, if you don't turn in an extended essay, you cannot be considered a full diploma student.
And he goes, "All right, man, well, I'm sorry to tell you, but you're no longer part of the IB program, you know. You're no longer a full diploma student." And I was just like, "Oh, man."
And he got really upset and frustrated.
And I kind of like was like a spear to the heart.
And Danny just got up and he's like, "I'm not doing this anymore."
I was pretty pissed, man. I was like, "All right, okay, man, forget this class. I don't care about this class no more, man. Forget this guy."
And so he left. He just left the classroom.
That moment, I just walked out.
From Pierce's classroom, Danny walked straight down to the school counselor. Danny asked to drop all of his IB classes, everyone he could. He was done. He was out.
He was coming up against feeling incapable in something. And that's really hard. I know. And as reflective as he is, I think that that particular feeling is so deeply emotionally triggering for him that it's hard for him to get past.
We're going to take a break and be right back. This is Renaissance Beach from KPLU. From Sound Effect and KPLU News, this is Renaissance Beach. I'm Kyle Stokes. May 4th, 2015. This is the basketball gym at Rainier Beach High School in southeast Seattle. The school colors, orange and blue, streak across the floor. A bold logo painted over center court proclaims your location. The beach, home of the Vikings. Across the hardwood, a teacher and a few student volunteers drag classroom desks and chairs into neat rows, spacing them out.
We need them 4 feet apart.
Before they played in the NBA, Jamal Crawford, okay, Nate Robinson, and Terrence Williams called this their home court. But today, this gym plays host to an exam, day one of the IB English assessment. Down the hall, the 55 seniors taking today's test are packed into a classroom chowing down granola bars, some more anxiously than others.
So how about this test? You ready?
No. I'm not. I'm a bad tester.
Not that Imani Alexander Royster does badly on tests. She just gets nervous.
Twitter knows right now. Twitter's like, "Whoa, she's freaking out." And I'm like, "I'm freaking out. I'm good."
Twitter knows.
Twitter knows. Twitter has seen my tweets.
As we've been talking about this hour, pretty much every upperclassman at Rainier Beach took an IB class this year. Their hard work and some of the students who've taken on more IB courses have struggled to keep up. But on test day, even one of the students who stumbled along the way is still here.
I feel good about today.
Recognize that voice? It's Danny Senge, just 2 months removed from storming out of class and declaring he was done with IB. That all seems like ancient history today. He's relaxed and thoroughly unintimidated. He points out the test is structured just like a drill his classmates did almost every day in English class.
Like the warm-up. It's basically you're going to do a warm-up and talk about it.
Danny's smiling as usual. Why wouldn't he be? He knows exactly what he's up against. Part 3. True Test. We'll get back to what happened with Danny in a second, but first, it's really important that we ask, what is the point of IB in a school like Rainier Beach? Of all this work for kids, the extra headaches for teachers, the expense of running a program, what real difference can IB make? Well, there's one study that offers an interesting answer. Chicago Public Schools has a huge IB program, and this study found Chicago kids who earned IB diplomas were not only more likely to go to a four-year college, they were significantly more likely to stay in college once they got there.
We'd never found that before, and that was the place where I've joked about this before, but it really literally was true. We had people like jumping up and down and running up and down the hall.
University of Chicago researcher David Johnson was on the team that did that study. Now, Chicago's program is very different from Seattle's, so you can't necessarily apply its results to Rainier Beach. But Johnson says he has a good idea why the numbers showed so many students stayed in college. He says when minority students in particular get to college, they often ask a question.
Do I belong in this place? Is this a community of learners that values who I am, but also is this a place where I can be successful?
As in, if I work hard and study, will it matter? Is college truly a meritocracy?
Or is this a place that, you know, is set up to reward people who came in on the top of the heap and people like me don't make it here? What was so striking was we had these kids coming out of the IB program who talked very explicitly about the degree to which they felt like they were prepared. They had the skills. There were kids who very clearly had a kind of swagger about them, right? That they knew that they were not just prepared well enough, but that they were actually very well prepared.
To Johnson, that might be the point of the IB diploma program, that students who might not otherwise walk away with the skills or self-confidence walk away with the skills or self-confidence to tell themselves, I might not have started college on top of the heap, but I can succeed here. Which might mean as much as Rainier Beach kids need to learn how to write well, they also need someone to tell them, this is hard work, but you have got to do it.
I just walked out. That moment, I was like, man, forget this. I'm not doing this class no more.
On that February day, he figured out he could no longer be an IB diploma student. Rainier Beach senior Danny Senge made a plan. Drop his IB classes and coast through to graduation. His school counselor said, okay, I'll print you up a new schedule. But here's where his plan caught a hitch.
It kind of backfired on me. I had to get Mr. Pierce's signature. So I had to go all the way back to Mr. Pierce.
So he came back to me very upset and said, I want out of, you know, this, you know. I'm like, you're not dropping any of it. You made a commitment.
This is hard work, but you have got to do it.
Mr. Pierce wouldn't sign my paper. For about a week, I didn't do it. I didn't go to this class for about a week.
To Pierce, the matter was settled, but Danny didn't need to formally drop his IB classes to give up on them. The two didn't speak for a while. Weeks, maybe. Until one day, Danny's IB history teacher called Pierce to her room. Pierce says Danny was in this really foul mood.
She calls him and then, you know, he comes up into the room. He's like, can we talk? I'm like, no, Mr. Pierce, I don't want to talk to you. He's like, no, come on, we have to talk in the hall. I was like, Mr. Pierce, I don't want to talk to you.
They go out in the hall.
I don't remember precisely what I said, but I think the gist of it is, like, you are a strong, capable human being and you need to be able to finish these things.
I'm telling him, no, Mr. Pierce, I don't want to come back.
You not doing it is an admission that you are not capable of it.
I just kept walking away, and Mr. Pierce kept following me.
And like, I'm just not going to let you admit failure in something that you so clearly can do.
At one point, I kind of thought I was competing with him about who, you know, who believed in me more.
I know you were capable of this.
I was like, is he serious right now? Like, of course I believe in myself.
I remember after that conversation there being just sort of like a shift in his face. Like, there wasn't the scowl, there wasn't the defiance.
What was it that made you, like, not, like, just say, like, no, screw you, go away, I've made my choice?
It was actually, Mr. Pierce actually kept telling me, like, I'm not going to let you quit, I'm not going to let you quit. It means a lot, like, especially as a student, you know, a struggling student, you're just, like, to have someone else here that cares for your education. It's like, it really wakes you up and knows like, okay, how do I not believe in myself, but I see this man every day and he believes in me more than I believe in myself.
2.5 months later, on IB exam day in May, even at 7:50 in the morning.
It was so hard getting up this morning. It was so hard.
Danny's still here. With the rest of the seniors, he files down the hallway and into the gym for the IB English exam. He dropped the diploma work, but not the IB classes themselves. Danny finished all of those. And no, Pierce says, it's not a totally happy ending.
But, I mean, what a horrible outcome it would have been for him to drop all of the classes and to just, like, coast into the end of the year. Instead, he showed up for every single exam that he was registered for, and he sat and he took it, and he sighed really heavily through all of them because that's just the way he does things. But still, like, he did it.
A lot about Rainier Beach is still a work in progress. IB coordinator Colin Pierce will tell you so. Getting kids to show up reliably and on time, especially in first period, has been a problem. Pierce himself says he can be too soft on deadlines for assignments. The African-American parents who lobbied for the program in the first place are worried not enough African-American students will end up taking part. But with Danny, Pierce does not file the stumble under work in progress. To Pierce, that's more like evidence that the program is working.
And honestly, like, if our students aren't struggling, if our students aren't stumbling, we're not doing our jobs right. Like, we need to be able to provide supports when they do, but if we're not providing a rigorous enough program that students get frustrated and come up against things that they think they can't do, then we're not doing our job right.
I asked Pierce, isn't that just setting kids up to fail? No, he said. Failure is sending them to college without knowing not only the skills they need to do the work, but how to persevere through something hard. Without that, they drop out. That's failure.
It's not IB that's giving us the work, that's telling us how to do it and stuff. It's the teachers that are teaching us how to do this.
Let's give the last word of the hour to Rainier Beach senior Christian Capers. He did the full IB diploma program and pulled his share of all-nighters for it, too. What Christian's saying is that he knows IB's brought a lot of positive headlines for Rainier Beach, and that's nice, but he also kind of feels like the program gets too much credit just for a name.
IB didn't make people come to class. No one cares about a piece of paper that says IB besides college.
But IB did give Christian something he would care about. He was constantly doing this thing where he'd compare the education he was getting with the education that other kids in Seattle were getting.
IB kind of gave me the confidence, like, everyone else would be like, Rainier Beach's education is poor, Rainier Beach is ghetto and stuff like that. I mean, IB is the highest ranked, high school rigorous classes in the world. So what does that mean? Does that mean I'm higher than you? No, we have AP. Okay, then. So are we equal now?
Think about that. What it would be like if every time you succeeded in school, got a good grade, made a good argument, studied hard, were told this is good work, wondering if that meant anything because of the school you attended. When Christian sat down for his IB English exam, a lot of those doubts, for him, lifted.
When we first get the questions, I was like, I could answer this. I know this. I just knew it. I mean, there was questions that I had no idea, but we've been learning all these tools to get through the question, even if you don't understand what they're asking.
What's that like to have that realization? Like, oh yeah, I can do this.
It's the best feeling by far.
Christian Capers, then a senior at Rainier Beach High School, now a student at Grambling State University in Louisiana. Carlos James, or CJ, who we met earlier in the hour, is now playing football at Mendocino College in California. Danny Sangi is now attending a small college in Muskogee, Oklahoma, also for football. Rainier Beach High School's principal, Dwayne Chappelle, will soon take a job running the city of Seattle's education office. But IB coordinator Colin Pierce is still at the school, and despite the consulting he does for IB nationally, he says he has no plans to leave Rainier Beach until it's clear the IB program would be unaffected if he left. Getting IB at Rainier Beach was about two things. about creating a program that would change the narrative at the school on the South End, and about creating a sustainable source of funding for the school. Enrollment is back up, but the grant money that makes a lot of the IB program work runs out in 2017. Like just about everything about Rainier Beach's Renaissance plans, the funding is a work in progress.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
Renaissance Beach has been a special presentation of Sound Effect and KPLU News, edited by Arwen Nix and Aaron Hennessy, with web help from Parker Blum, Justin Steyer, and Dave Nagaris. Special thanks to Martha Kang. KPLU Sound Effect is back with a new show next week with theme, Traditions.
They traveled armed, these bone diggers, because they had to protect themselves against any interference in what they considered a very important job.
I'm Kyle Stokes, and this is 88.5 KPLU.